out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Out of your mind? Out of your mind? Out of your mind?
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think the Bible sees a problem with marrying foolish cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Thursday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, racing at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast. A wee little hair after 5 p.m. if your ear holes are sucking us in out east. If it ain't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on Crab Diving Network. I was kind of burping a little bit.
Did you break your rib?
And I thought I sounded like Ted Knight for like two words there for a moment when
Ted
I went down
Knight.
Like this.
Who's that?
Oh, my.
Nobody knows who Ted Knight
is. Yeah, Google
man.
That shit.
He's awesome. He's dead.
Thanks for joining us here this lovely Thursday. Whether you've downloaded us as a podcast at crabdiving.com or subscribe to us at iTunes or Stitcher, or whether you're listening to us as a rerun on the streaming. Warm streaming for you.
Yummy.
Just like my girls from Russia.
Oh, right. Where is that tape? Where's that fucking pee tape?
I feel kind of gross having played that. We're going to be here for the next couple hours, ladies and gentlemen and others. Slinging some E-turds at the right.
Fuck you.
And saying bad words a lot.
Right.
Etc.
And I'm not going to blame myself. I'll be honest.
Wow.
No fucking shit.
Yeah, dude.
God, he's just... Anyway, we'll get to today's giant pile of shit.
Festivus!
From him in a few moments, but in the meantime, tweet us. Oh, wait, my name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. And did he have a Festivus? Today? Did he tweet out a bunch of bullshit?
He spoke.
Oh, did he really?
Which I believe is worse.
That always goes well.
Well, and John Kelly had to go out. And once again, all of these guys go out and they give a public rim job to the president.
Right.
It's an audience of one, a bent over. Giant orange cheeks spread apart. Blah, 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 blah.
Kate, flag that for animation, that little part. Is this helping our country? Is John Kelly helping or is he fucking hurting us by sucking this guy's asshole? You know?
You know, I don't know. There's still the argument that, hey, Kelly and Mattis are the only ones... maybe agile enough still to tackle that lard ass.
Jesus Christ.
As he's lunging for the button.
Right.
I'm angry. Fuck that Kim dude.
I mean, you know, if that's what they're doing, we just don't know it. If they're prevented.
Well, that's going to be their story.
That would be my story.
Of course that's going to be their story.
I saved your ass.
It's a win-win.
Right.
He goes out and is tongue lashing every
lavishing.
Pore.
I think tongue lavishing is even more grosser. Accurate.
Yeah.
Yes. And, I don't know. Maybe Schittler likes his tongues rough.
And talks about the Trump's response to the Gold Star family. And it was just, you know, he was... pissy.
Right.
And he said he was stunned by those that were criticizing the president.
God.
Stunned.
How the fuck is... I mean, listen, I guess if he's preventing a war, this is helping us, but it's not really.
The congressperson said He made her cry.
He made her cry. Our president.
Not in the
not in a good way.
I'm honored.
Yeah, whatever.
For, you know, your son, and I'm honored to have him have served and given the ultimate sacrifice, and words can't express the sorrow we know you're feeling. God, Kate could have done a better phone call.
Of course. Well, a phone call. She's better in person.
It's more visual.
Yeah. I mean, I really, John Kelly should say, should go out there and say, what my boss did sucked. It was horrible. I'm disgusted. He should be removed from fucking office. We need a GOP person to fucking do that, man. Yeah, good girl. Got her little toes on the linoleum. It's very loud.
That's the hardwood back in LA studios.
All right. What's up, LA? You know, I mean, I don't know.
Doing earthquake drills now in
God, fuck that.
In California.
If there's any place you don't want to be during a tragedy, it's in LA with those fucking Krakens in Hollywood. They're all worthless. You know, no offense. You know. I mean, what are they going to do? Oh, here's a latte.
What do you mean I can't get gas for my giant SUV? Yeah.
I got a you got a bunch of people that get paid for doing nothing. What good are they going to do? What good are they going to be when the shit goes down?
They're going to kill you.
Yeah.
And throw you in the pool.
Oh, yes. Yeah. They're going to eat you. Punch up your script.
They've got those calves the size of cantaloupes, don't forget.
Yummy. I tell you what, man, I don't know. I think this John Kelly and these guys propping him up, I don't know that they're doing us such a favor.
And that's,
I would like to see the evidence of that.
That's even the headline over to the HuffPo. Fuck the drop. Blah, 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 from Crab Diving News Studios.
Jazz hands.
Thursday the 19th.
Fuck you!
John Kelly stunned by the selfish congresswoman.
Fuck
who
him.
Recounted Trump's call. So they're going after her.
See, that's fucking evil.
For having expressed her outrage. And, you know, is there some political capital to be gained for her, too? Yeah, sure. But, fuck yeah.
But she's sticking up for someone.
So she's supposed to sit there and hear this?
Yeah.
And be like, well, wow. Yeah. Oh, wow.
I think after that comment, what you just said, I'm done with John Kelly. Fuck him. He's hurting us. That shit is not helpful because he doesn't believe that. He's not shocked that the media is going after Trump for the shitty things he said.
I would hope not.
About a Gold Star family. God, what the fuck?
I was stunned when I came to work yesterday morning and brokenhearted at what I saw a member of Congress doing. Member of Congress who listened in on a phone call from the President of the United States to a young wife, and in his way tried to express that opinion.
Oh. Man, fuck
and
him.
In his way.
Jesus
in
Christ.
His elephant in a china shop way.
Right.
In his way,
yeah.
He tried to express it. Now, we all know that he's utterly devoid of all empathy and feelings for anyone other than himself. But in his way, he tried to express, you know.
What is John Kelly getting out of this? What the fuck is he, what has he been promised to bend over like this?
Maybe he's a big old hero falling on a grenade every other, a big orange grenade.
Why doesn't he fall on the country? Why doesn't he protect
well,
the country?
Well, he may be protecting the country, is the argument.
That
by doing this bullshit, he's humiliating himself. He's throwing a bone to Schittler, who's losing his mind, obviously. Every time he sends one of these guys out, imagine what the White House has been for the past 2 days. If he finally gets to the point where he's like, send out Kelly, tell him this, goddammit.
But at what point does John Kelly, I mean, if he is truly a moral guy, if he is truly a patriot, at what point does he say, God, this shit has to stop?
Maybe he tried and he realized it can't. Or he knows that there's no taming
right.
That lunatic,
I mean,
that mentally ill baby. Yeah.
Do you think, let me ask you something. Do you think it's crazier than
I'm speculating, by the way.
Yeah.
He could be a giant festering pucker.
Well, I will say this. He is a GOP person. So I think it's safe to err on what you just said. he's lying and he's full of shit.
Well, his career military, so who the hell knows what he is?
Well, he's a Republican. He's not a, you know, he's working for a Republican administration.
I don't know that he was a five-star general under Obama, wasn't
right.
he?
I don't know. But all I know, he's the chief of staff for Schindler. That makes him a Republican in my book. I mean, honestly.
Yeah, he's working for,
that's the fucking dark side. But do you think it's crazier?
Again, are he and Matt as some sort of a human shield, literally, in front of...
Right.
Imagine them gone, and you've got Stephen Miller as chief of staff.
Yeah.
And you've got... who the fuck would want to be Secretary of Defense?
I mean, is it... I guess. But we still get all the shit. We still get all the
Lindsey
tweets.
Lindsey Graham.
Lindsey Graham could be Secretary of Defense.
He mentioned that when we were on the seventh hole.
I'm gonna be,
and I made a joke. I made a joke about seven holes, and we both laughed.
I'm gonna be Secretary of Dominance, or whatever. I don't know. Do you think it's crazier than we imagine in the White House? Do you think it's crazy?
Oh yes, absolutely.
God, what the fuck is going on in there?
The reports are that he's a raging man-child.
If he is, then why? I don't. Why?
Because there's still 500. Well, not 500. Count up all the Republicans, whores in the Congress who are minus Corker,
yes,
and McCain, a couple of people.
If John Kelly,
handful,
spoke, if he resigned and he spoke to the country in a somber way and said, "This is fucked up. The guy's crazy as fuck. We got to get him out of here."
Every previous CIA director is on television. The one from Bush,
true, man.
Bush, Reagan's people that are still alive are on television saying, "This is not normal. This guy has got to go."
Yeah, yeah.
Except for a few toadies that you find on Fox.
So it doesn't work. Nothing works. Why don't we have a cuckoo ca-choo?
Yeah.
Don't they do that in other fucking countries? What's so special about us? We can't do that. You know what's special about us? We're fat. We're lazy. Everybody's got credit cards for Pier One, and they go to Best Buy all the time and buy big fucking televisions. They don't want to fuck their lives up.
Pier One.
Yeah. Pier One Imports.
Do they have Pier One Imports here in Pensacola?
I don't know. Hey, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I always thought Pier One was kind of fancy.
Oh, really? Where am I going to get my fucking wicker then?
I grew up on the wrong side of the tracks on the south side, though.
You guys didn't have any wicker?
No, we didn't.
Sad.
No
wicker. No, didn't you have a coffee table with seahorse?
No, this is talking the 60s, man. The 60s. My parents were rocking the 70s, 60s. It was a coffee table with two like honeycomb plastic. It was like three cubes put together.
Ooh, yes.
And the two end cubes were this white honeycomb plastic with lamps inside of it, and
you could get
lamps of different cut, like the color swirled in between them.
I want that.
And in between was an aquarium where the horrific mass murder of several probably 10 seahorses
over
the course of
in there,
because they're very fragile little beasts, and
right.
they just should not be kept
unless you know what the fuck you're doing. Well, they don't do well in a coffee table where people are just placing, they're slamming their beers down, whatever.
How dare you?
Well, I don't know.
Martinis. Well, okay. Yeah, my dad drank beer.
Right. Yeah, that humans suck. Yeah, we're not rising up against anybody. We got seahorses inset into our fucking furniture. We're comfy. We're white, fat, Christian, straight, dick-headed males and comfy, you know?
So I don't need to hear any more John Kelly.
Yeah, fuck off.
Being a big starfish lord.
What? Hey, John, what board are you going to sit on when you're done with this fucking job? I'm just wondering, what job do you get after this, fuckface? No offense. Right. I mean, it's not fair to be a dick to him. Jeez.
Maybe he, I don't know. There's a possibility. But I mean, that's his out anyway. And Mattis. That's kind of their out.
Right.
If when the shit hits the fan, he can say, even if he's kind of knows what's going on with some of it, he could still say, "Hey, I came in late. I've been here for 6 weeks."
How does he look at himself in the mirror after saying that, knowing how he's
taken a grenade up the keister for the country?
But he's a veteran.
Who's taking a big orange fist?
Yeah, God.
Every day.
Tiny fist.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
Silver lining.
Listen, can we just, I just want to remind the
glass half full. Lemonade.
Yeah, yeah.
Make lemonade.
Yeah, pee all over me. No shit. Listen, let me, I want to remind everybody that in the White House, all the pictures of Trump, his hands have been enlarged. His hands have been enlarged.
That's not all of them, but they did catch a picture.
I mean, but even one, that should disqualify you.
Did we talk about the Renoir? I don't know if we ever did. Did you see the story that
Hitler's fake Renoir?
Yeah, and it made it to,
yes,
it was on some of the smaller lib sites, and then it made it to HuffPo. Oh, I saw today. Now today it's like supposed to be a story, but we had put it up last week or something.
In the 70s, my family had that Renoir hanging up in the living room.
Oh, yeah.
Not that really.
We had that original dogs playing poker.
Did the seahorse?
Yeah, yeah, sure.
Damn. Fuck.
Classy as fuck, man. Where do you think all this came from?
I like shit like this. You know, like that. Like, I don't want to put animals at a coffee table, but I do like, you know, I like crazy shit.
The what were we talking about? I don't
even Renoir.
Oh yeah, so the Renoir,
painting, right?
The Renoir. There was a reporter who was on the Trump plane, and what a fucking asshole to put what he thinks is a original
on a plane
on his fucking plane. What a fucking asshole.
What if yeah.
But
that would make, but I will say this, if I'm sitting on his plane and I look and I see an original Renoir, I'm like, oh, whoever owns his plane is pretty damn sure it's not going to do the C word.
Well, and it's just not. And because the original is sitting, I don't know, Art Institute of Chicago or somewhere. It's just not. And this reporter, Trump said, do you like that? It's a Renoir. It's an original. And the reporter's like, he knows the name of the painting. It's right. Like, you know, Laughing with Daffodils or some shit. Yeah. And the reporter's like, no, the original is like in a museum somewhere. Okay. That's a
you fucking
a reproduction.
Idiot.
Oh, no. No, no. That's an original. And then he said he didn't think much about it. And then like years later, there was an interview the other day and I think it was Trump Tower, maybe. I hope it was Trump Tower. I hope that shit isn't hanging on the White House, that fucking dollar store knockoff of a Renoir. And, but he, the guy saw it in the background.
Holy shit.
Like in Don's apartment, I think, at Trump Tower. And the guy's like, this is a, he's telling people still.
Yeah.
That's his original Renoir.
That's my Renoir. Water, big water.
It's just not.
Yeah. He lies.
It's fake.
He's full of shit.
It's complete and utter fake, like his fake Time magazine cover.
That's so trashy.
It's sad. It's so pathetic.
A level of trash to this fucking president.
Oh, no. He finally brought class to the White House,
oh,
Ryan.
Oh, yeah. Listen. Okay.
Which you know what that means.
Well, Obama was black.
There you go.
Is black. And
he
also
brought white to the White House
Bill
again.
Bill Clinton drizzled some of his DNA all over somebody's dress.
Shit, man. Blacklight the fuck out of that.
Yeah. Horrible, right?
Hallway carpet.
That's fucking horrible. You know, but, you know, he didn't lie us into a war.
Imagine what the dress didn't get.
I don't know, man. What a nightmare.
Over to the Drudge Report.
Fuck you, boy.
Let's crank the calendars back.
Hey, man.
I don't know. When do you think, when you ask these people, when was America great? What do they say?
1862, dickhead.
And what do you mean? Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
We own people.
Oh, God. Over at the Drudge Report. Fewest jobless claims since 1973.
Okay.
With a really back in the day picture of Donald Trump with a giant Cadillac with DJT and his license plate in New York. Him standing next to it with his hands in his pockets.
What a dickhead, you know?
I'm brilliant.
Oh,
I said thank you to my dead daddy after he gave me $200 million.
Here's how I'm a brilliant businessman. I took my name and I put it on anything anybody put in front of me for nothing. Yeah,
I lost my daddy's $200 million, and then I had to put my name on fucking bullshit.
Trump stakes, man. Somebody came to you and said, hey, Hey, we want you to go into business with us. Vile Steaks. Vile Steaks. That would be tough.
It's a rough name. Vile. Yeah.
Anyway, I mean, I would be like, what do I know about steaks? I don't even know enough about steaks to say, what do you know about steaks? And do I want to put my name on it? But it looks like this dickhead.
These are the best steaks.
Yeah.
The best steaks ever.
And who the fuck is like, oh, I'm going to buy a bottle of water. Oh, Trump water? Oh, I'm going to drink the shit out of that. What does it matter? Who buys Trump water because it says
Trump?
Well,
I think they still have it, but it's like just on his property. It's like, all he does is just buy water and put his fucking name on it and throw it in the mini bar.
God.
And charge $4 for it.
At his house? Do you imagine you go to his house and there's a bar tab after you have a drink? He's probably like that. What a shithead.
He's probably got to put a quarter in the bathroom.
Got it. I saw him.
None of those Sacagawea dollars. I don't,
right.
I don't like those. I don't recognize that as money.
I saw how much money they've spent taking Trump golfing throughout this whole... It's a shit ton. Whatever it is, I forget. It's just a lot of fucking money. It's a lot of money being spent going to his fucking properties.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, everything that we imagined, all the conflicts, we say it would be insane... All the pundits talking about how dysfunctional his presidency would be, they were right. Everybody was right as fuck.
Us?
Yeah. Oh, we were right, dickheads. We were right, you fucking assholes.
When it comes to great steaks, I've just raised the stakes. The Sharper Image is one of my favorite stores with fantastic products of all kinds. That's why I'm thrilled they agree with me. Trump steaks are the world's greatest steaks, and I mean that in every sense of the word.
God.
And
I'm thrilled they agree with me. This is the best take.
Yeah, and then he's like...
Oh. I think that was perfect. I'm done.
Okay, have that one pee on this one.
God.
What a load.
You know the Sharper Image is the only store where you can buy them. Trump steaks are by far the best tasting, most flavorful beef you've ever had. Truly in a league of their own. Trump steaks are five-star gourmet, quality that belong in a very, very select category of restaurant, and are certified Angus Beef Prime. There's nothing better than that. Of all of the beef produced in America, less than 1% qualifies for that category. It's the best of the best. Until now, you could only enjoy steaks of this quality in one of my resort restaurants or America's finest steakhouses. But now, that's changed.
Okay.
Today,
okay, you're the best. Okay, right. You're the fucking best. We get it. Fuck you.
God, he's awful.
He really is. That is the worst read I've ever heard in my fucking life. Certified Angus beef. Bullshit.
And you know you can't, he turns into Shatner if you're like,
oh my God.
Could you, Mr. Trump, could you try that again? What?
Well, the thing is, Trump is no Shatner.
Well, of course not.
And Shatner. What you're talking about, that thing where Shatner records the voiceover for some museum.
Right, yeah, Google
tour.
That shit. It's hilarious.
And listen, I'm not saying he was right, all the shit he said to that director, but that was a really good take he laid down. And that what that director said was bullshit. That director said was bullshit. You know, I mean, Shatner shouldn't have said all that shit, but he was right. He was right as fuck. And so was Christian Bale yelling about that light. He was wrong to say all that shit. His tone was wrong. His words were wrong, but he was right. He was trying to fucking act, and this guy's fucking with the lights.
Spock, sabotage the system. Spock, restore the atmosphere. Spock, sabotage the system. I wish I knew what to do. Observations, Mr. Spock.
Okay, we have line 193 again with sabotage and our sabotage.
I don't say sabotage.
I don't say sabotage.
Well, that's different. That's a younger Shatner. What I was referring to is that...
Younger?
That's back in the day.
Video game or something that
I thought it was...
Fuck no.
I thought it was back in...
Really? I don't think it was that long ago.
That's not good. I wish I knew what to do. What an idiot. Oh, God. Don't you think, you know, the Christian Bale thing I'm talking about where he's recording some shitty scene in Terminator, whatever the fuck, Terminator 69, and he yells at the director he gets mad because somebody's fucking with the lights. And he's trying to have a moment in the fucking scene. And people are, they're not respect. You know what I mean? It's
well, you can't concentrate. Well, he's also, Christian Bale's also really methody, right?
He's good. Like, yeah.
Becomes.
Right.
The character, which,
I mean,
for good or bad,
yeah,
produces, it can produce an amazing performance or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, if I'm the director and I got Christian Bale on set in a scene and I got somebody fucking with something over here that's making noise, I'm going to want to stab that guy in the face. Not really, but I'm going to tell him to shut the fuck up. You know? I got Christian Bale acting.
Oh, my God. I was wrong. Yes? 100% wrong. This is from the show.
Oh, okay.
This is from the 1967 episode, The Deadly Years.
Sabotage. Maybe they said it differently in the 70s.
So you're right. This is young. This is young.
Yeah, he's not as good.
This is young dickish Shatner.
He's better. He's a better dickhead.
Yeah, ask George Takei.
Yeah.
What Shatner was like to work with.
Dickish. He is cockish.
I don't say sabotage. You say sabotage. I say sabotage.
This is why you sabotaged my ship.
Oh, he did say sabotage.
Why are you sabotaging my ship?
This is why you sabotaged my ship.
I mean, I don't know, man. If I'm on that, I might have to tell him to say sabotage. It just sounds
he tried.
Fucked up.
He said on that one line, could you say
yeah,
sabotage instead of sabotage?
I don't say sabotage.
I don't say sabotage.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
You just did.
Yeah, right.
You cut that
you
shit in
did,
there now, yeah. Cut that shit in.
Oh, yeah.
Sucker.
Well.
Wow, that was a Shatner moment, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget, you can help us out here by at Screaming Liberal Media by buying shit through our Amazon portal. Thanks to all those that do. We appreciate the hell out of it.
Danke.
And just go to, it doesn't cost you fuck all, just go to crabdiving.com/Amazon for all your Amazon-y needs.
Yes.
And then you, whatever you get, we get a little nibble, a little taste, a little commissione. Doesn't cost you anything.
Oh, wee-wee.
Jeff Bezos. Stops by and hands us like a dime.
No, does he really?
Yeah, sure.
Hey,
personally,
Jeff.
Delivers right. It. He swoops in on a drone.
Yeah. How could he? Yeah, Amazon, didn't they? They're associated with Rose McGowan, all that shit.
Some shenaniganry going on in various places.
Yes.
They had that one horrific lawsuit where, you know, they're basically checking everyone's holes as they're leaving.
Oh my God.
These warehouses that the people work in. And the people were like, okay, they are not paying me for the half hour I have to wait in line
to get my hole checked.
To get fingered. Yeah. To get your bags checked and everything. Yeah. Make sure you're not stealing anything. And the court said, too fucking bad for you, you takers.
Damn. I mean, if you're going to get paid for anything all day, you need to get paid for having somebody shine a flashlight up your asshole.
Yeah, and you know they're not making a lot of money. These people working in these warehouses, it's not like you think the manager of the warehouse has to have his holes checked? I think not.
He might want you.
Well, he pays for it, but yeah, it's different.
Knows what he's into.
Craigslist hookup thing.
Right.
Hey,
by the way, speaking of Amazon and Silicon Valley type shit, I think I'm putting up a story tomorrow I saw on Motherboard all about how there's this weird, like, culty religion thing going on in Silicon Valley about how it's the religion of, like, automating everything. Where you
Oh, brother.
Oh, it's great. No, what are you talking about? It's great. Machines make our food, do all our jobs, and we get to sit around and play the pan flute. All fucking day, you know what I mean? With a guaranteed minimum salary. I love that.
Star Trek.
Right. Or, you know, Skynet. But good Skynet.
More Star Trek.
Well, that was probably the idea of Skynet.
Yeah, yeah, that was. Then something went horribly wrong.
That's right.
Then one of them got pissed.
Oh, fuck.
What else is going on? I'm waiting for my go to crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Right, buy some shit.
And we can get a new computer.
Right.
Or two. We've had quite a computer day here.
Yeah, you know, I just real quick. Did you see the story where Schittler said his team was doing a great job.
Oh, I was just opening that one.
What the fuck?
Here we go. I give myself a 10.
10? I'm like a supermodel. But times 10.
I give myself a 10.
Oh, my God.
Total 10.
Everybody gets 10s, you know?
And the poor...
If you won a 10, how would you grade the White House response so far to that?
I'd say it was a 10. I'd say it was probably the most difficult... when you talk about relief, when you talk about search, when you talk about all of the different levels.
Levels?
My God. When you talk about relief, when you talk about search, when you talk about all the different levels.
He has no feelings. I mean, he can honestly. Right? He sounds the same when he's talking about Trump's steaks. That is the same.
Puerto Rico. We love Puerto Rico.
And I'm not going to blame myself. I'll be honest.
What sounds like, what is going on when he says Puerto Rico? Is he slowly jacking off? I mean, it sounds
no, he's
so
talking to
creepy.
A herd of old white cattle.
Ooh, perfect.
I believe he was.
Yummy.
And no, I don't think he was. I don't know who he was talking to.
Puerto
I think he might have been talking to, I don't know where he was, but he said Puerto Rico.
So fucking funny.
I want to say it like the Mexicans do. Somebody teach me how.
Yes.
Puerto Rico.
Do you think he did? Well, who would teach him? Who in his cabinet
myself.
Is?
Barron taught me.
Right. Oh, Barron. God.
I thought I read somewhere that Barron's like learning Chinese.
Barron, do you think Barron...
Like he speaks Slovenian already.
Really?
He's already...
Okay.
He's a polyglot. He speaks a whole...
Polyglot.
Fucking shit. He's infinitely smarter than his moron of a father.
Yeah. Damn. Well, I mean, does Ivanka speak Chinese and shit like that?
I don't know. Maybe.
You know, she's evil. You know, this Barron, we got to leave Barron alone. He's a kid, whatever. But good for him. You know a bunch of languages. Don't grow up and be like your dad.
Well, he's already.
Or your uncles. God, they're creeps. Or your aunt.
Yeah. Run.
Yeah. Well, get some money and then
become
run.
A hippie. Yeah.
Go hang out with Tiffany.
Yeah, Tiffany knows what's going on. Oh, wait. Sorry.
You look at the number. I mean, this was, I think it was worse than Katrina.
Oh, here we go.
The superlatives.
My hurricane was so much worse than George Bush's. He really shat the bed on this one, and I give myself a fucking 10.
Well, you're shitting the bed on... How the fuck? He makes it sound like he's driving the helicopter. He's flying helicopters over there. Like he's bringing the aid. All he did was throw fucking paper towels
they were
at these people.
Great quality.
And someone had to tell him to not throw cans. Someone had to tell him to not throw cans of food at starving people.
I was joking.
Do you really think he was?
No.
I mean, what did he think?
He was like, what do you think? Do you want some chicken? And they're like,
no. Oh,
can you imagine?
You know, I was
seven people were sent to the hospital with various contusions and
shit,
gaping wounds in the head from being struck by a can of chicken.
Puerto Rico. I was reading about.
They loved it.
Yes. I was reading about Puerto Rico and that most of their energy is from fossil fuels and all that shit has to be shipped over there. And even before the fucking storm, people would have to sometimes live off generators because the grid was so fucked anyway.
So let me guess, the fossil fuel industry probably not exerting any influence whatsoever about Elon Musk wanting
Fuck
to go in
no,
there
man.
And install these his new 22nd
right.
century grid kind of thing.
Shit, this
where
one...
every house is its own.
Oh, yeah. Self-sustained.
Generator.
Yeah, man.
You solar the fuck out of it. You recharge those batteries. You drive on the car with the batteries.
Right.
You switch it out.
Just don't lose the battery. That's
switch
the issue.
It, yeah,
I don't know where the fucking battery is. Damn
they're
it.
A little bit bigger than watch batteries.
I read this thing. They interviewed somebody at Jezebel or some interviewed some dude in Puerto Rico that owns a wind farm. He was talking about listening to one of the turbines rip off the fucking
what happens
tower.
When there's a big wind spill?
We're fucked.
Water, big water, ocean water.
So there you go. Trump gave himself
water.
A big old 10.
Water. What a shocker.
Nailed it.
How are we doing? Oh, it's a 10.
Oh, I know.
How is it? 85% of the people don't have fucking power, motherfucker. You're telling a guy.
Is there a person in this nation that if you said, what number do you think Trump is going to give himself?
10. 10.
There's not.
I would say
there's not a soul in this nation that would say anything lower.
I would say what scale and tell me the top and that's it.
I'm surprised he lowballed it.
Right.
4 stars.
100.
100.
Which not many people know is much bigger than 10.
Ooh, yes.
I might be the first to say
right.
that.
Right. What's more impressive? I'm going to be the first to say it.
That's what he says.
Right.
I was fake news. I might have been the first to call it that.
Oh, he invented fake news. Yeah, that's right. What, even the fucking term.
A couple other terms that he said. Something about something in economics,
well,
which is like a term that they talk about. And he's like, I don't know if anybody ever called it that before, but I called it that. So,
well, I mean, to be fair, he fake news is of him. You know, I mean, that there's a reason fake news is being talked about so much. And he's kind of it.
Yes.
Because he lies. And he lies, and then he has the nerve to say, the New York Times, they're a bunch of liars. They're failing.
Yeah, well, it's working, because here's a kick right in the base of your genitals.
A genital base kick.
The
damn.
There's a new poll that
yes.
be out.
Poll.
That finds that 46% of voters.
Yes.
Now, Chris Matthews went on a little rant yesterday on telly.
Oh, shit, man. Hello.
About.
Oh, I'm Chris Matthews.
Not giving a shit about people who are registered voters. He says you should always talk to people that identify themselves as likely voters, because there's a lot of registered voters
that
out there
fucking vote.
Who don't fucking go out and vote.
Okay.
But they'll be happy to give you their opinion.
Right.
But he's like, you should poll likely voters.
Okay.
So it doesn't say here exactly what they did, but the 46%, this is so depressing, 46% of voters say the media make up stories about the president.
Oh my God. What number?
40 fucking
oh,
6.
That's what you said. There's
percent.
It sounded kind of like 14 or something. I was like, 14.
I apologize.
46%. Guys, why the fuck do you, I mean, even with your racism, how do you believe this guy?
You want to know why? I mean, here's another clip from Fox and fucking Friends.
Oh, see, yeah, I understand. Excuse me. I forgot these fuck
yeah.
nuts existed. If you listen to Steve Doocy and Dickhead, what's his fucking name? Kilmeade
and Ainsley Earhart.
Ainsley.
Here's a clip that I pulled for today about them.
Old.
From Fox and Fiends, and they've got... in quotes, Judge Napolitano, that lunatic.
Yeah.
Judge Andrew Napolitano. I don't know. What did he had some judge show at one point or something?
Did he really?
He's a nutball.
Right.
He was a judge, I think, at one point, but now he's a resident. He's a right wing.
He's a Fox
nut,
loon,
nut
right?
job. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Rare occasions.
Yeah.
He'll stumble into the right side.
Yes.
Because he actually reads the law.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
One of the unlike Doocy, you know?
Right?
Oh, well, I figured this is it's not illegal. It should be,
yeah.
Just like Ainsley's tits. Oh, those should be illegal.
Somebody outlaw them nipples.
I wish Roger Ailes was back.
Right. God.
So here they are talking about.
Oh, Roger Ailes is dead. That's right. I forgot that guy was fucking dead.
Yeah.
Now I'm a little happier. Oh, that's good.
Foxes. Steve Doocy, they're talking about this dossier, you know, the Christopher Steele dossier.
Fake news.
The 007.
Right.
The real live 007 dude.
Christopher Steele.
Which has more and more.
Yes.
Been corroborated.
Right.
More and more details from the dossier.
Even the
have
pissing.
Come out as, not yet,
damn
but
it.
Have come out as corroborated.
Right.
Listen to how they frame it.
Oh, fuck you.
Over at Fox News.
Oh, God, these douchebags.
Ducey, Earhart, Kilmeade.
Oh my God.
And Judge Napolitano.
Jesus, what an orgy of shitrid.
But on the other side of Capitol Hill, two witnesses from Fusion GPS, the opposition research.
On the other side of Capitol Hill, too.
He sounds.
You think I'm joking when I do that, Ducey?
What is wrong with him? What is wrong with his voice?
Hill, two witnesses from Fusion GPS, the opposition research firm behind the fake Trump dossier that helped.
Fake Trump dossier.
That's fucking
not true.
It's just, why are they allowed to call it that? And
fake
news.
Trump dossier. On the other side of Capitol Hill, two witnesses from Fusion GPS, the opposition research firm behind the fake Trump dossier.
They just don't give a shit. They don't care at all about being, you know,
that. And then he finishes, he says that helped kickstart the FBI's Russia probe. So this is the tack they're trying to take.
Yes.
That even some of these wily senators, these right. evil pricks, and some of these assholes in the House are trying to not Cleveland Steamer, it's the other one.
Hot Carl.
Are trying to hot Carl.
Yes.
The dossier.
Yes.
Saying, well, that's what started this whole Russian thing. And I can't believe that the evil Democrats fell for it.
So the fake dossier is the origin of all the fake Russian
news. Well, no, I think Manafort taking $16 million in cash from the Ukrainians may have a little bit to do with it. I think how many meetings from all of these cum dabbles that
hello cum dabbles
that are the oh shit, well God, now that you mention it, I did meet with Sergei Kislyak.
Yeah.
You said Russian,
right?
Oh, I thought you said was I rushing. No, it was a really chill meeting. We had vodka.
Think about who you God. I mean, you remember at Vile Experience, you remember every second of the time you spent with the late, great Gary Shandling, right? You remember it vividly.
Four seconds.
Because the guy's famous.
Of my four uncomfortable seconds for him.
If you had met with Kislyak, would you recall it? Would you remember? Would you remember?
Yeah.
Of course. Fucking of course.
Yeah.
Shut up with this
lying. Probably, yeah.
I don't believe you. Did I meet, what's his name? Sergei Kislyak?
Kislyak.
Kislyak. Whatever. Yeah, I remember meeting him.
Right.
It's just
and then Sessions.
Garbage.
Sessions yesterday. Now it's like, it was, by the way, Al Franken was amazing.
Bam.
Sessions at one point was like, I shouldn't have to sit here and listen to what he's saying.
Yeah.
Is Al Franken
Jewish?
I think so, yeah.
I wonder if Sessions has an issue with that. I'm not saying Sessions is racist, is anti-Semitic. I'm just going out on a fucking limb. Because they all are.
I don't know.
Whatever.
It'd be nice to have a listening device when Sessions got in the car on the way home.
Oh, my God. How long could you hang? Got to be horrible. American History X.
And he was like smiling through significant portions of his testimony where he was weaseling out of questions and the senators were like, why aren't you answering Quentin? And he gets this weird reptilian smile. It's really,
I think because behind all that.
Horrible little elf.
I mean, maybe the horrible little elf is totally frightened by. I mean, it's got a blow.
This is my, I'm shitting my depends smile.
You know, it's got to blow Sessions' fucking mind.
Like when a baby takes a really good dump, you know, they get that little satisfied.
That's Sessions. That's his face. But, you know, Sessions has got to be thinking, God, I'm getting my ass handed to me by the dude that played Stuart Smalley on motherfucking Saturday Night Live. What the fuck is happening?
Kickstart the FBI's Russia probe. They took the fifth. A lot yesterday.
No American should experience the indignity that occurred today. No American.
So these are the guys that run the security firm for which Christopher Steele now works. And these senators are trying to rake these guys over the coals and get them to admit that they were hired by the Democrats to smear the Trump campaign.
No. Shit. They're calling that an indignity. No American should suffer this indignity.
Well, he's the guy who got dragged in by the Republicans.
Right. Right.
So that's the lawyer for the GPS.
Yeah, yeah. Whatever that group is. Fusion GPS.
They're saying that I don't think there's, are they saying that the FBI did? Napolitano weaves. I'm not gonna play it. I can't, my ears can't.
He said
they
did it with the FBI and the Dems.
That was the lawyer for the two GPS guys basically saying, you guys, you can't drag somebody before Congress just because Congress is curious about their work. And I happen to agree with him.
Yeah, yeah.
But really, what did these guys do? No, there's nothing.
Right. Why are they being.
We all want to know the origins of this fake dossier.
Oh, my God.
Did the FBI pay for it? There are reports out there that the FBI offered $50,000 for it.
Damn, this is the same shit they did to Hillary.
Bring these reports, right, Andrew.
Well,
produceth them. And are they Breitbart? Are they Alex Jones?
It doesn't matter. You know why? Because these idiot right-wing nut jobs will say, well, just like they did with Hillary. Well, all this shit, there must be some truth to it. It's on Fox News. It's on Breitbart. There must be some shred of truth, right?
And then Napolitano knows how he couches it. Is it? Is it? Did the FBI pay for it? Question mark.
This is infuriating.
There are reports out there.
I mean, we have outside forces fucking with our elections.
Was it done by the Trump haters? Was it totally made up?
The Trump haters.
He says.
God.
Or is there some evidentiary basis for it?
Yeah. Well, there is. It was put together by a guy who's the real deal. And aren't they corroborating things in that report, in that dossier? Aren't they finding evidence to support that it's true?
Napolitano actually stumbling into the right answer. He says, if I were their lawyer, I would have given the same advice, invoke the Fifth. Because right. Ducey was like, oh, these guys are invoking the Fifth. Obviously, it was Hillary.
Oh, my God.
I mean, he didn't say that out loud. But, you know, this is wait a second.
I mean. Do you remember the Iran-Contra scandal? All those people that worked for Reagan? All of them invoked the Fifth, you know? And how many people in this Trump shit are going to invoke the fucking Fifth?
And then, so he says, I would have given the same advice, invoke the Fifth. They don't have the right to ask you these questions. And then Ainsley Earhart, here's what she picks out of that paragraph.
Oh, my God.
Is that normal for the FBI to pay for a dossier?
Ah, it's so fucked up.
Is that normal?
Is it normal that Russia, how much money did they spend buying Facebook ads? Is it normal that, I mean, let's say the dossier is fake. What we know is real.
There's already parts that have been proven.
Right. But even if that wasn't, we know that.
And again, he never said it was real. It was an early draft. It was not a final report. It was not. These are what my sources who have been good sources in the past and haven't lied to me in the past.
Yes.
This is what they've told me. And it was a report given to his bosses, these guys that were dragged in before these treasonous Republicans.
Yeah.
Who are trying to scuttle the Russian investigation.
Right.
When we should be battening every fucking hatch for the next election. And even Sessions yesterday, when asked about it, he's like, well, I don't think we're doing shit about it.
You're the AG.
I don't think we have anything going on right now.
It's unreal. I mean, but if you take the dossier away. Let's say it's bullshit. What about Manafort's house getting raided? What about that? What about, what's his face?
Mueller.
Right.
Who is apparently old towel snapping buddies with Jim Comey.
What about Don Jr. with the email? I love it. Well, what about that shit?
Who wouldn't, Ryan?
Oh, yeah.
But wouldn't if somebody sent you a letter and said, I've got you all this shit on your enemy.
Listen, if I got an email from some fucking Russian dude telling me to meet with him, we've got dirt on the guy you're running against, I honestly would be nervous. I might call the FBI. I got some dude. Listen, I'm not doing anything wrong. Some Russian dude wants me to go somewhere and meet with him about some bullshit. I don't want anything to do with this shit. Fuck it.
Well, I do disagree with Napolitano with his last paragraph. Let's see if I can find his last.
Tech Fusion GPS. So it looks like the closer they get to the truth, the worse for the Democrats.
As incredible and reprehensible as are the contents of the dossier, which I'm not going to repeat.
See, this is what they're focusing on. For most people, the more horrific parts of the dossier is everything else, is how deep the Russian interference goes, is that there may be Americans who colluded with the Russians
terrifying
to help elect their dude and to help make the other candidates look bad or prop up Jill Stein in many cases.
And how can we not give a shit about it? How do these guys not give a shit about it?
But what he's talking about is the golden arches. The piss fountains.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's like, what do you mean? Right.
He's talking about, I can't even repeat. I won't even repeat what he's talking about. That is like a half a paragraph.
Yes.
And all they say is, this is the stuff that we believe that they've got on Donnie as compromat. And then pages and paragraphs of Russia, 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 fucking Russia.
And why do they think, though? I mean, do they think someone, Christopher Steele, just made all this shit up?
Well, yeah, to make Trump look bad.
He took his whole career, this guy, to make Trump look bad
and
flushes it down the toilet
everybody,
to create this fiction.
Everybody says that he's a wonderful guy. Christopher Steele, everybody's he's contracted. There's a reason he's contracted by the CIA and the FBI and by other worldwide intelligence agencies because he's good at his shit.
Right. I mean, why would he lie?
Don't ask me. You know? And the reason that he rang the alarm bells with the dossier and put it out in its current form is because it's the presidency of the United States of America.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a big deal. It's an emergency.
Right.
What the Russians did and have possibly done.
And didn't he see it as part of a bigger scheme? Like, this is the way the Russians are going to manipulate other elections.
To weaken
NATO.
Brexit.
To cause chaos. For whatever the fuck reason.
Fucking Brexit.
You know? Yeah. Right.
They're looking back and sniffing all kinds of Russian DNA all over that bullshit. Uh-huh. Same deal. Social media, that Nigel Farage.
Yes.
Shady as fuck.
I mean, you can look back and you say, like, shit, the big picture is Russia's using a bunch of nerds sitting around in some social media gulag, making up accounts, liking bullshit, all these bots, and they are changing the fucking political landscape of our fucking planet. It's kind of mind-blowing. But people over here want to discount that because I mean, it's so fucked up.
And shortly after this aired,
this Fox and Friends,
this little circle jerk that they had about the fake dossier, it's all such bullshit.
Ooh, jerk off on me,
Mr. President.
Oh yeah, yeah, right.
In the at Real Donald Trump Twitter feed, workers of firm involved with the discredited and fake dossier take the fifth. Who paid for it? Russia, the FBI, or the Dems, or all? So he's suggesting that possibly the Russians, the FBI, and the Democrats were all in it together to make him look bad.
You know, the thing is, that's enough.
They
that
set
is
me
so
up
disturbing.
With those hookers.
How are we... Well, they did. They did set you up with those hookers, but it was the Russians. You idiot. You know? But like that statement, that's enough. Oh my God. If you listen, unless you're a perv watching through our window at Crab Diving Studios, at Vile Experience, just facepalmed over what?
He retweeted a what has to be a bot. Has all the earmarks of a bot.
Does he do anything that doesn't suck?
Thousands and thousands of tweets, not a lot of followers. At U.S. Army 333, if there's like a bunch of numbers at the end, you can always, that's another earmark.
Not for Schittler, you know, he doesn't fucking think about it.
Retweeted, he's done more in 9 months than Obama did in 8 years.
Who the fuck? Oh, Trump.
He retweeted this bot's tweet.
Oh, I see. Well, what have you done? Does he mean signing those executive orders that are getting struck down by judges? Because they're unconstitutional?
Pinned to the top of this Twitter feed.
Yes.
For this, I'm saying fake Twitter account that Trump retweeted.
Ooh.
Is Barack Obama was the most corrupt POTUS in our 240-year history.
Oh, my God.
He had a way of making every person around him amoral.
I mean,
and then there's a meme with a whole shit ton of bullet points why Obama is the most corrupt POTUS ever.
Okay.
Do you want to visit a cup?
Sure.
Couple?
I love that.
Obamacare is number one.
Number one. What about the fact that he was born in Kenya?
Alinsky rule. Control healthcare to control the people.
Jesus Christ.
Number two, national debt is an action to cripple us economically. Again, they have no idea how the debt and the deficit work.
Right.
That, yes, Obama added, during his 8 years, there was huge amounts added to the debt. However, he reversed the deficit and it was going down, which means it was bleeding infinitely less than the gaping pus hole that George fucking Bush left with his tax cuts for the rich.
You know, it just sucks because...
And like $1 trillion on the credit card of
right.
War.
Let's say Schittler lasts for 4 years. Let's say he lasts, he doesn't resign, he's not impeached, and then a Democrat's elected. How long is it going to take President, you know, Warren or President Harris to clean
Depends.
This
Mitch
crap
McConnell
up?
Still the, is Mitch McConnell
Fuck,
still the majority leader in the Senate? We're fucked.
Ask Kentucky how they feel.
He'll
man.
Go right from squealing at the top of his jowls.
It'll be easier.
About obstruction and the Democrats. He'll flip in an instant to the most giant butt plug you've ever seen.
Oh, jeez. I got to go up.
The most hideous,
I got to go
lumpy,
up a gauge.
Lumpy, giant butt plug.
I had this butt plug carved from a single tree trunk.
Iran nuclear deal. $100 billion released to Iranians by lifting sanctions.
Oh, yeah.
Right. It was their money.
It's their fucking money. Whatever.
Actually, it's a refund on shit they bought for us that we never gave them.
Right. That is almost not even worth saying. It's not worth saying because no one believes it.
Trump said when he was at that Hannity fellatio fest.
Oh yeah, sucky,
that
sucky.
He said 10 billion or whatever, 100 billion of your money to the taxpayers.
It's not my money.
It wasn't your money.
It's not our money. That's a lie.
Right.
It's just a fucking lie. I bet he lied about Trump's steaks. When he said these steaks, these steaks are in the top one percentile of the quality of meat in the country, do you think he was being truthful and honest?
I don't know.
I'm skeptical.
Oh God. Then this bot has retweeted a whole bunch of stuff going after Representative Wilson. From Florida, the representative who was sitting in the car when Trump called the Gold Star family.
I mean, you know, he doesn't take any responsibility in anything he does. I mean, when he tweets negatively about a person, he is the president. I am sure there are minions out there like, that's right, fuck her, let's go get her, some shit like that. It's bullying. I mean, it's different if he's like tweeting at her about policy, I guess. Oh, it's just so stupid.
Retweeted a horrible picture of Hillary Clinton meme saying, I'm not saying Hillary is ugly, but all of her male friends are rapists. There it is again.
All right, that's our president?
There's a no. This is that, the account that he retweeted.
Oh, okay, that's nice.
All her male friends are rapists. It's a fucking S.
Well,
rapists.
Yeah, yeah. It's not like deer, right? You just say deer.
Correct. It's okay. Not. And she has never been raped.
Yeah.
I'm not saying Hillary Clinton is ugly.
Right.
But all of her male friends are rapists. And she's never been raped.
Oh, my fucking God.
That's the meme that this bot shared.
And then Trump retweeted a meme that guy.
He retweeted, he's done more in 9 months than that Negro. I mean, than Obama did in 8 years.
Why don't you retweet the really tasteless meme about Hillary, Donald? You already hit her in the head with a golf club.
I think that one's funny. I'll just like it. I'll get Don Jr. to like it.
Think about how low he went to beat her. And he didn't. He won the electoral, you know?
Right.
She's sick. She's feeble. She lies. She's going to be in jail during her first term. Benghazi. There is nothing he didn't say about her. This is shameless.
There you go. That's Fox's Steve Doocy in the morning. And the brilliant Judge Napolitano.
Right. God. It's just Fox garbage.
And then you've got 46%
yes.
that believe that the evil media is making up lies about Trump.
Fuck you, boy.
All the soccer moms at home sending the kids off in the morning with Fox and Friends on the telly in the kitchen as they're getting their cornflakes. Kids, do you believe what they're doing to our poor president?
But our president's saying all this shit. I mean...
But they're making it up, Ryan. The president says so.
My God.
Ugh. And, you know, yesterday, I did not say what that woman said.
Right.
And I have proof. And then, ominously, let her say it again. Let her make her statement again. Let her make her statement again. And today.
Yes.
I was misunderstood.
I was misunderstood.
So now he's admitting
he's backpedaling,
said what he said, and saying, "Well, obviously, those black people just didn't understand me."
You know,
I'm adding the black people part.
You know what I love? I love when shitty fucking people say shitty fucking things, and then you call them out on it, and then they put it on you because you don't understand.
I
was joking.
If you were offended,
you obviously don't get my brilliant context for what I'm saying. Right. You don't get it. I mean, it's insane. It, you know, that is the lowest.
It's not my fault.
Right.
I give myself a 10.
Wow.
We got breaking news, kind of, sort of.
This just
happening
sort of
today, at least.
Altham.
In the sovereign state in which crab diving resides.
Fuck you, boy, liberals.
Pretty big state, though.
Hollywood bubble.
Floridia.
Suck my dick. Oh, yeah. Where we...
We're not in Los Angeles
or
anymore.
Where we reside now.
Yes.
Okay, shit.
If you recall, I don't know that we actually really talked about it, but there was supposed to be, or there was, a speech today in Gainesville, Florida.
Oh, shit. Have you been there?
No.
We gotta go, man.
Why?
It's nice.
You're lying.
It's in Central Florida, in the middle of nowhere, boy.
Not even a coast?
No, not a coast. Not a fucking coast.
Well,
who knows where these coasts are? Sometimes they sneak up on
they're
you.
They're Wiley.
I didn't know there was a coast there.
It wasn't. It's not Wiley, by the way.
My friend Wiley.
So at the University of Florida, I believe.
Eat my dick.
Yes. Booked to have a speech.
Oh, God.
And they were anticipating all kind of shenaniganry. Even our wonderful governor here.
Oh, yes. Slytherin.
Rick Scott.
Right.
Even he declared a state of emergency in the area just in case there were going to be some shenaniganry.
Right. I assumed he declared a state of emergency to give him a, you know, a reason to arrest some counter protesters.
Oh, well, that's what it was.
You know,
white nationalist Richard Spencer.
Oh, God.
He of the one of the better Punch a Nazi videos.
Oh, shit. I thought this was Milo going to Florida.
Had a speaking engagement today at the University of Florida.
Suck a dick.
And he seemed to be met with this.
Ooh, okay.
Drink our streets! Drink our streets! Drink our streets!
It's a little creepy when people chant, whose streets are streets? But right. Nonetheless, these are the good guys.
Yeah.
Our streets! Our streets! Our streets!
Together we fight for all. These are all the counter protesters, and they're saying it was like 50-1. That like
awesome.
Like a couple of dozen people showed up. There's pictures of the hall before he started speaking, and then right when he started speaking, and there's like 50-ish people there.
You know,
if that.
Honestly, Gainesville, Florida. There are lots of rednecks there, sure, but there's an enormous. There's a big ass university. And there's that big-ass teaching hospital there. It's not all just a bunch of bumpkins that are racist. I'm not surprised. And by the way, what's up with Keep Our Streets? Or whatever they said. Why don't they just say, fuck you?
Well,
fuck
I
you,
think they're throwing their shit back at them, because that's what the right. Tiki Torch Wavers were chanting.
What were they saying?
Whose streets, our streets. Whose streets, our streets.
Tiki Torch guys were saying that.
And then, and then you will not replace us. You will not replace us. And then a few of the little snowflakes decide to change it to Jews will not replace us.
No, lovely.
Did a little jazz
improv. Did a jazz box.
Little jazz improv.
A 5, 6, 7, 8.
So Richard Spencer's.
Oh, God.
The headline over at the Raw story says right. Richard Spencer's supporters outnumbered 50-1 by protesters.
That's right, you cunt.
Press and police. So there were more protesters, press. And police,
yes,
than sad little cuckified white boys.
Cuckification. Hey, what was Spencer wearing?
No, who the fuck knows? He's he kind knows. Of a fop, right? Isn't
well,
he?
Well, he's a
little
a
bit
hipster.
Of a dandy. Yeah,
he's a little hipster Nazi.
Dandy Nazi.
Yes.
The so that's a good sign, even
that's
in Florida,
great, man.
Right?
But again, that
no
area,
violence.
That
so,
area
thus
is
far?
Very liberal. I think personally,
College Town.
Yeah, it's pretty liberal. It's a lot of students there and shit. I mean, although you meet some of those students from West Florida, they're you know, a bunch of oafs, you know, a bunch of bros. Who knows?
Well, let's finish.
Finish.
Let's finish the Alex Jones clip from yesterday. We did not play it all, and it's
right.
It's really worthy.
Yes.
Of play. This was, if you listened to yesterday's show, thank you. If you didn't, it's at Crab Diving or iTunes or Stitcher.
Yes.
Leave us good reviews and shit. It really does help.
Right.
We thank those that did.
And
do
tell your
have.
Friends about our fucking podcast. You know, don't keep this magic to yourself. Share it. Share the light with those next to you, and then the light will grow.
Spread the crabs.
Right.
That's a different, wow, that's an amazing story. We'll get to this one in a second here. I just saw a different headline. The Alex Jones show or InfoWars.
Right.
Alex Jones. Is InfoWars.
The Alex Jones show. Like he's got like the Milton Berle comedy.
Is that his, what is his show?
InfoWars.
Isn't the network InfoWars? Is like ours where the network is crab diving and
Alex
the show is
Jones
also crab diving?
Stars in InfoWars. Or is InfoWars featuring Alex Jones? And then he walks on stage and everybody claps and he does a monologue.
So here he is. I'll start it over. It's not that long. There's some video and apparently, I don't know if this is in, I don't know where it happened, but there was a drag queen.
Yes.
At it looks like a kindergarten, I'd say, something like that.
Oh, right.
Reading a story to the kids, and they all seem to be having a great time.
Yeah. Now, didn't we cover this story partially?
Well, right. We didn't get to the whole thing.
Right.
We didn't get through the whole clip. It was at the end
of
the show.
Go to iTunes and listen to yesterday's show as well.
Fuck yeah. Here is Alex Jones.
Fuck you.
Talking about, we'll go quickly.
Oh, God.
Here he is. He's talking about
Fine, I don't care if you do that, but you're not going to try to sit there and force feed young children, as they do in the UK and they do in the US, with tranny time, where men dressed up like demons, you know, in clown makeup, literal clown makeup, some of these trannies look like Pennywise, come in and terrorize the children. It is truly disgusting. And now California is the first to allow gender-neutral birth certificates so we can abuse children more and tell them they're not a boy or a girl. Because now being a boy or girl, that hurts someone else's feelings that might not be a boy or girl. So call yourselves purple penguins in school, not boys and girls, because somebody else might be offended. And this individual, what is his name? His name, ladies and gentlemen, is Monroe Bergdork. I'm not kidding. On screen, the tranny demon speaking to the kindergarten children as well. I mean, that is even more horrifying. But see, if you can, and by the way, it's not.
It is kind of a strange, elaborate headdress with, it looks like horns and shit like that.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Nonetheless, fun.
But just this one cake.
But like, did the courts take Alex Jones's kids away? Did they? Does he have custody anymore?
I think what happened was she got physical custody, but yes. He still gets, like, it's still joint custody, but whereas he had them held hostage in the compound in Texas.
So most of the time.
The mother now has them. Yeah, that he gets them, you know, at X times.
I don't know what the mother's like, but it's got to be better than this. It's got to be better.
She said they're standing in the studio when he's ranting like a lunatic. He's indoctrinating the kids.
Kids are fucked up.
In Japan. In Germany, in the UK, in the US, we have footage at children's times all over the country at public schools where huge obese men who look scarier than John Wayne Gacy in demon outfits with horns come and say, I'm a tranny, so it's okay if a man with tattoos all over him creepily talks to your children.
Reading them children's books.
He never gets anything.
Creepily talks to your children.
God, that is the most, that's got to be one of the most offensive ways we have ever heard trans people talked about.
And like we said yesterday, it's a learning experience for the kids. Look at, there's a guy who dresses in elaborate makeup and dresses. Who cares?
Are you enjoying the story?
Is he funny? Do you like the story?
Yeah.
Is she funny?
Yeah, it's great. Whatever. It helps us if our kids are more inclusive. Imagine how great that is if you're a child and you can be brought up without being a racist fucking bigot.
But what does Alex Jones paint them as? Pennywise.
Demons.
From It.
The
clown hiding in the sewer.
They aren't human. That's what he's saying. Yeah. He's dehumanizing these people.
Right.
I'm sorry. I said kindergarten. These children look like they're 4 years old. I'm sorry. Pre-K, ladies and gentlemen. This is the brainwashing. This is the control. This is what we're talking about to wage war biologically on humans. The globalists, under their admitted UNESCO transhumanist program.
Oh, here we go.
Listen.
Under their admitted UNESCO transhumanist program.
He is calling trans people biological weapons. Right?
Oh, yeah.
That is
the fabulous ones.
Nuts. Yes. He's really impressed.
Must first outlaw the two sexes, male and female. And they've literally already begun it. And if you.
Well, and he's conflating transgenderism.
Right.
With drag queens.
Yeah. Yeah. That is not. It's not the same thing. But also, he is doing that thing where all these fucking idiot Christo twunts, they all say, oh, you have the two men are allowed to get married. So now you're taking away my right to get to marry a woman. You know what I mean?
You're right. How are a couple of lesbians scissoring down the block and you give them a piece of paper that gives them every civil right.
Yes.
And that you and your wife get.
Right. I mean,
how does that affect you?
I don't know. And how does having a non-gender specific restroom outlaw being a dude?
Oh, well, right.
That doesn't make any sense.
You refuse to call somebody by Z or Z or whatever in California, the crazy governor Jerry Brown, the same one that legalized giving people HIV that'll kill you.
I don't know. I think that's a little spurious interpretation of the law.
Oh, no, no, it's not. How are you getting AIDS legally?
So we did that story. They lowered before there was only one illness and one STD that if you had and you had sex with someone and that you didn't tell them, it could be a felony.
Right.
And that was AIDS. Now they've lowered it to parity of all the other STDs.
Yeah. Well, you know what it is.
And Alex Jones just lied. It's not legalized.
You know,
it's still like a misdemeanor.
But people listen, we drove across the country and we listened to him, Alex Jones.
Entertaining as fuck.
By far, the scariest part are when the people that listen to his fucking show call him and they say, Alex, we agree with everything that you've ever said on your show.
Oh, yeah.
So you know people are thinking, God, Jerry Brown's making it legal to give somebody fucking AIDS.
I was sitting here cleaning my gun barrels.
Oh, God.
And was thinking about the globalists, Alex, and you talk about them all the time. I agree with everything you say.
Sometimes I think the only cure for society is going to be to have these people, these idiot bigots, every meal at McDonald's, and please don't
triple the trans fat.
Don't fucking put your dick in anything and impregnate. Please don't impregnate anybody. Please, please don't have children. Because your kids are going to grow up thinking this garbage. God damn.
Tranny.
Boo.
The same governor says he will arrest you. So if you don't like your 3-year-old, your 4-year-old, your 5-year-old to have the person in a literal get the clown, Pennywise, demon outfit, come and talk to your children. Imagine if this person came and tried to talk to your children at the park. You wouldn't walk. You'd run. Well, but as long as they...
I would concur that possibly this outfit may be a little overkill for the park.
But, you know, nobody's running. I mean, I would be like, hey, what's up with this guy's outfit in the fucking park? I'm a little weirded out. Who knows? He's, you know, dressed as a clown. Clowns are kind of scary. But trans people are not scary. They just aren't, you know?
Well, there may be one or two that are a little frightening, but not globally.
Yeah, and they're not demons. They're not demons, Alex.
Correct.
Trans people are not demons. At the very least, you have a responsibility to your audience to tell them trans
people black ones
are demons.
They're demons.
God. Yeah, this is insane.
You're right.
This is insane.
Craziness. Speaking of, you know, we got I saw a poll.
Poll!
In Alabama, it's a close race between Roy fucking Moore.
What?
And Doug Jones.
Oh, shit.
The guy running for Senate.
Ate my dick.
Democrat.
No, okay.
Right now, we'll see what ends up happening.
Right.
But that was the poll.
That's awesome.
That Chris Matthews was poo-pooing because they talked to registered voters instead of likely voters.
No, okay.
Anyway. But still.
Right.
Close as fuck.
God, I just read a story.
They're alleging.
Read a story about that D-bag Roy Moore. Is that what this is? Oh, okay.
So Roy, who is currently running to fill the little curly-toed shoes of Jeff Sessions in the Senate.
By the way, if you don't know what Roy Moore looks like, go look it up. He looks like a lunatic.
Yeah, he's right in the central casting. Yeah,
he's crazy looking.
The former judge, twice removed, let's remind everyone, from the Supreme Court of Alabama.
Fuck you.
For shenaniganry.
Right.
Once for... Well, both for Jesus.
Yeah. Oh, it's all
for Jesus.
It,
but the first one was for a 5,000-pound monument to the Ten Commandments that he put in the courthouse. And they're like, you got to get rid of it. And he said, fuck you.
Big concrete slabs that remind me not to kill anybody or covet my neighbor's wife.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And it's not religious at all.
No,
thy God, thou shalt have no gods before me. It's not religious at all.
Fuck you.
The former judge told a Time Magazine interviewer that NFL players kneeling during the national anthem are actually breaking the law.
Oh, really?
Apparently, they should pull the cars out. And of course,
yes,
they're big, scary black men, Ryan. You know they've got to have a gun under there somewhere. I felt threatened.
They're a demon.
Felt for my life. Yeah, bang, 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 bang.
Right. That's what Darren Wilson said. He morphed. Michael Brown morphed into a demon, so I shot him to death.
In the back.
Yeah. That's such bullshit.
The former judge said, it's against law. You know that?
No. I don't know. You know. It's not.
He said there's an act of... Do I have any audio of this fuck one?
Kate?
There might be.
Cue it up.
One moment, please.
If the Trump administration...
Oh, that's not it at all.
I love that music.
And this is Roy Moore pulling out his gun.
Oh, yes.
It's been very hard for my wife and myself to wither 2, nearly 3 months
wither?
Of negative ads.
I think you meant weather.
Wither. Wither.
Is that how they pronounce weather in Alabama? I don't recall that one even.
I think that's how you pronounce
my
it.
My rare forays across the border.
That
we couldn't answer with money because we didn't have it. Ads that were completely false. That I don't believe in the Second Amendment.
Here we go.
I believe in the Second Amendment.
This is little silver gun out of his pocket.
How stupid. That is depressing. All those people cheering.
And he's dressed like one of the village people. He's got a leather vest on.
Well, he's a cowboy.
With an Oxford shirt, red tie, and a cowboy hat.
Yeah. He looks more village people than Deadwood,
and
right?
Jeans.
Yes. Wranglers. Husky.
So he said, it's against the law. You know that? It was an act of Congress that every man stand and put their hand over their heart. That's the law. No, it says should.
Yeah.
Should.
Right. You should do that.
Should stand with your hand over your heart. Doesn't say must.
Right.
It shows no penalties
right
in the law for not having done that. They're just saying, hey, you should probably stand.
You know, man, I was thinking about this take a knee thing, and I...
Judge.
Oh, a judge.
Law.
A fucking judge.
Law. And that is not what the law says whatsoever. It's code that is for proper etiquette.
Yeah,
it's not a law. There's no legal penalties. And so he's like, it's illegal.
And think about it. They're not actually disrupting the national anthem. No one taking a knee is stopping the music. No one's stopping the forward motion of the fucking football game.
They're not tossing Cheetos in the singer's mouth as they're trying to hit the high notes.
And think about how... Yeah, right. No, nobody's getting choked out. You think about how horrible our society has been to black people throughout the fucking years. I mean, God. And they are... This take a knee protest... It's not even disrupting.
But these ungrateful millionaires.
They're not even disrupting anything. Well, people, the protesters aren't even disrupting anything. They're making a statement. The game doesn't happen any later or earlier because of this. It still happens.
Well,
you still get to watch your shitty fucking football.
And one could argue, is that part of their job?
What do you mean?
That part of their job description?
There's
no NFL contract out there that says... You have to be out on the field standing with your hand on your heart for the national anthem.
Right. There's not.
And in fact, they were only shuffled out there in the late 2000s when all that bullshit happened where the Army, I think it was a lawmaker was like, a Democrat, I think, was like, why are we paying all these millions of dollars for these flag ceremonies
to
the NFL? What the fuck?
It's ridiculous. Now, what do you think? Do you think if Obama was president during the take a knee thing, do you think he would be taking a knee? Do you think he would go to a game and take a knee in solidarity with these guys?
No,
I do.
No,
you don't think so?
No, but he would support their right to do it.
He would support their right to do it.
Right. Might not be something I would do, he would say.
Oh, God, you would do it, Barack. Come on.
Do it now.
Right.
Maybe.
Yeah.
He
should. He fucking should. That would be fucking amazing.
So there you go. Judge Roy Moore. It's just not. It's not the law. It's a lie. It's not against the law. Right. Then he said, oh, no, this is Trump. Wouldn't you love to see one of those NFL owners when somebody disrespects our flag to say, get that son of a bitch off the field right, right. now. Out. He's fired. He's fired.
Man, you know, these players are doing us a favor. This protest is good for our country.
Oh, this is a joke. Roy Moore, I back the president in upholding respect for the patriotism of our country on two grounds.
Okay.
One, it's respect for the law.
What is that? What is that? What does respect for the law even fucking mean?
Well, look who's saying it that.
Yeah, he has no respect.
Who had to be dragged off the bench twice for not respecting the law?
He has no respect for the fucking law.
Respect for the law.
He's out of his mind. He's even said, though, Roy Moore has even said he doesn't have respect for the law. He respects the Bible.
Well, yeah.
And then the Constitution.
If we don't respect the law, what kind of country are we going to have? Two, it's respect for those who've fallen and given the ultimate sacrifice. I'm surprised no one brought this up. What do you mean no one brought this up? He sounds like Trump.
Yeah.
That's all they're screaming. They're disrespecting those who gave their lives for the flag. No, they're not.
No.
They're actually not. They're trying to call attention to the lead that's flying at much of their brethren simply because of the fact their skin's darker than the cops.
How can a fucking white person in this country look anyone in the eye and say, listen, black people have the same experience in America that I do.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Totally
that
different. I mean,
same opportunities.
Yeah.
Work hard, go to school.
Every time you go in a store, you get followed, you get pulled over more. I don't know. It's like...
It's batshit.
Right, it's totally crazy.
Batshittery, Roy Moore. I think they should... It's illegal. It's just not.
Fuck you.
It's just not.
How the fuck can he do it? Now, okay, so he failed as a judge. He got disbarred. Disgraced, right? Disbarred. I don't know. Is that the right word?
He didn't get disbarred, I don't think.
He
but,
got fired.
Right. And then he can't run again because they say nobody over 70.
Yeah.
In the...
God, thank you.
In the Alabama Supreme Court. Which then, amazes me, to be honest with you.
Right. What are all those old white guys going to do with their
time? Well, right. I mean, when's that going to change?
Why would anybody think he would make a good legislator based on his track record? This track record, damn. See, I don't understand anything. I just said this track. Some people see his track record.
Drive 30 minutes in that direction.
Right. Some people see his track record as a good thing.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
There was a rally and support for him after he was removed from the bench.
But he can't.
Again this time.
Right. Okay. I'm a ninny.
He's a persecuted Christian, Ryan.
That's right. Climb up on your cross, dickhead. And by the way, what?
Persecuted Christian has that little R with a circle around it because they've got that shit trademarked.
All right, you guys.
I'm a persecuted Christian.
Oh, God. Vomitous.
He's
an example of a bad person. He is a bad person. He's not good.
I would concur, hence the Democrat in the polls being tied with a Republican in Alabama.
It's Alabama, man.
I mean, I have no doubt he's going to get elected.
Come on. Come on. He's tied.
Yes.
Okay.
You don't think there's going to be any chicanery, any shenaniganry?
What about tapes that could come out revealing some bullshit?
Anything trying to keep everything browner than a Twinkie from voting. They're going to break their white saggy asses to make sure.
What if there's a tape that comes out and we capture this guy saying the N-word?
Oh, he'll win by a bigger margin.
I got to think differently.
Right,
if we catch this guy on tape sucking a dick or something like that?
Oh, that would be a good one.
A black and or a Jewish dick.
That might sink Roy Moore, yeah.
A Jewish dick and a black dick. It's
Sammy Davis.
Oh, yeah. But a white dick, I don't know. We just don't know. How deep does their bigotry run? We have no fucking idea, these rednecks.
Oh, I've got a pretty good idea how deep their bigotry runs.
Deep as fuck.
Look what's in the White House.
Oh, yes. Oh, God. Bunch of Nazis.
Despite what everybody knew.
Daughter lusting.
He told us who he was.
Yes.
Told us who he was.
All this
so many
shit.
Facets of fuckery
and
to this man.
And kind of like, especially, like, you know, just all this Harvey Weinstein stuff. I keep thinking about all those women. Think of the courage that it comes out. That it takes to come out against a straight white male running for president with shit tons of money and say, this guy assaulted me. Shame on us for electing him. Well, we didn't elect him, but whatever. For the people that voted for him, shame on them. It's disgusting.
The John Kelly trending still on the Twitter.
Yeah, well.
General geez. Kelly trending.
Shame on us. Whatever. God.
Uh-oh. Quentin Tarantino.
What's going on?
What did he say?
Oh, shit.
What did Quentin Tarantino talking about Harvey Weinstein?
Oh shit.
I was shocked and appalled back then, Tarantino said. I couldn't believe he would actually do that so openly. I was like, really? Really? But the thing I thought then at the time was that he was particularly hung up on Mira. It must have been he was getting groupy with Mary Sorvino. She had won accolades for her performance in Mighty Aphrodite, and I thought Harvey was hung up on her in this Svengali kind of way because he was infatuated with her. He horribly crossed the line.
Wow. Wait, he's not responsible for his actions because...
Well, she's with him now. The problem was resolved, he said. He felt at the time because he and Miss Servino were dating. I'm with her. He knows that. He won't mess with her. He knows she's my girlfriend. Describing his attitude back then. He's
oh,
not
okay.
with Miss Servino anymore, but...
Right.
He said there was more to it than just the normal rumors, the normal gossip. It wasn't secondhand. I knew he did a couple of these things.
Right.
There you go.
Damn.
Even Quentin Tarantino.
Yeah.
Didn't say anything.
Shit. All that shit about Louis C.K. jacking off in front of people and taking his dick out, all those rumors. Oh, God.
Ellen Barkin said, I knew enough to do more than I did, and he's apologizing.
Ellen
Tarantino.
Barkin.
Tarantino.
Oh, Tarantino.
But Ellen Barkin retweeted that story. She said, taking pause is not my nature, but fuck it. Thank you, Quentin. May your full-blown apology open the floodgates.
Right. Damn.
Quentin Tarantino.
Yep.
And still on the right. They're just loving it.
Oh, God.
And then
look
you say,
at these liberals.
And then you say, what about the 15 women that came forward about Trump? Oh, well, that's just... That's political. She came forward and one came forward in 1998.
Yes.
One came forward in 2004.
Right.
One came forward and these have happened. It's not like they all came out at once. Once he was running for president.
And your party endorsed him.
Yep.
The Republicans endorsed him and voted for him and said they wanted him to be fucking president. You can't compare what's going on with Weinstein in liberal, quote-unquote, Hollywood with what happened with Trump. I mean, it's similar if they did similar fucking things, but my God, the GOP elected this fucker president.
There's a video that says, watch as man covered in swastikas gets punched in the face outside
oh, yeah.
Richard Spencer rally. We don't advocate that
yeah,
at all.
It's horrible.
But go watch that over at the Raw Story.
It's probably awesome in a really bad way. God, we can't
again,
say
fuck.
Go punch Nazis. I mean, Nazis have done horrible things.
Yes.
We can't be happy because violence is done upon
no.
Nazis. I don't understand that. It speaks
not
to
happy.
How, not what?
Not happy.
Elated. Can I feel elation?
No, I was going to go in the other direction.
What? Nonplussed?
Be a little more... civil
they're,
about it.
But they're fucking Nazis.
Well, true.
Fuck them.
Donald Trump, I don't know, I tweeted something to the effect of, it shows just how heinous the orange shit gargler is. That
shit gargling, that's an Olympic event.
Maybe
know?
In 2020. In
Roman Greco wrestling.
Korea, 2018.
Followed by shit gargling. Messy. It's a
that,
messy sport.
That
you know?
Us liberals, us Ooh. Progressives, us sane people.
Yes.
Are wistful. for this guy. Oh, my drops aren't playing.
Damn. Fuck this shit.
Oh, I feel violated.
This is, I got to say this just real quick. This is the worst technological day ever.
It's a bad tech day. Man, it's a gremlin. Fuck this shit. Yeah, gremlin.
Don't
today.
Mess with Texas.
That
There's
guy.
There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once. Shame on you. If fool me, we can't get fooled again.
I wanted to play this one. Where'd it go?
What
the
happened?
OBGYN one. I can't. It's not playing
damn
now.
It. Oh, where he talks about like,
too many good docs aren't able to spread their love to women.
What do you think the Republicans will stop doing first? Will they stop being sexist, or will they stop being racist first, or will they stop being?
Oh,
you know
Sophie's
what I mean?
Choice.
God, because the war on women thing is really fucked up. That's really fucked up.
Oh, yeah. Pence is dribbling.
Oh, yes.
From the crotch about
I
that.
I just don't like, you know, the way they talk about women's fucked up. Like, too many OBGYNs can't show their love to their patients. I don't even understand what that means. When Bush says that, is
neither,
that.
Neither did he.
He didn't know either.
Yeah.
He just started talking about shit.
But Bush gave a speech.
Yes.
Today.
Right.
In New York, sponsored by the George W. Bush Institute.
What?
I don't know. He's got some institute.
He's got a college?
Yeah, no, it's
the
a
Bush
foundation.
Institute. Oh, okay. What do they do there? Let me paint your feet.
Well, it basically, without naming the name.
Right.
George Bush took a big steamer.
Yummy.
On the current president of the United States.
Yes.
Oh, look at my African American over here. Look at him.
Oh, my God.
Bush warned Thursday that the United States of America was being ripped apart by external and internal strife, citing both Russian operations and white supremacists.
Holy shit.
With an S, thank you.
Yes, thank you for getting the plurality correct. Is that, you know, whatever.
Parts of Europe have developed an identity crisis.
Fuck you.
He said.
God.
We've seen insolvency, economic stagnation, youth unemployment, anger about immigration, resurgent ethno-nationalism. Oh, he had help.
Yeah,
he had help.
Right.
Resurgent ethno-nationalism.
He doesn't know what the fuck that fucking means. What is that? I don't even know what that means. And that means racism, right?
It's questions just, about, well, yeah. Well, yeah.
Ethno-nationalism?
White, this is our white country.
Okay. Yeah, shove
but
that
it's
up
happening
your
in Austria.
Ass.
Did you see there's some young phenom in Austria who's like a terrifying right-wing nut job, anti-immigration.
That's terrifying, dude.
Austria.
God, dude.
Austria.
I mean,
just saying.
Some bad shit happened over there.
America is not immune.
Okay.
In recent decades, public confidence in our institutions has declined. Our governing class has often been paralyzed in the face of obvious and pressing needs. They're not paralyzed. They're in a cash stupor.
Yeah, yeah. They're
drunk with money.
Yeah, they're fine with a big racist leader.
Right.
If their coffers get filled, they don't give a fuck.
Oh, he's got a point here. The American dream of upward mobility seems out of reach to some who feel left behind in a changing economy.
Okay. So why were you such a shitty fucking president then? Just wondering.
Our politics, skipping ahead.
Yes.
Our politics seems more vulnerable to conspiracy theories and outright fabrication.
Yeah. No there, fucking shit.
There are some signs that the intensity of support for democracy itself has waned.
Wow.
Especially among the young.
So, wow.
I don't know that that's necessarily true.
Right. What is the purpose of Bush making this speech? Does he feel like he needs to take a stand?
Yeah, it's everything
party?
Trump is about.
Right.
He took swings at.
Right.
We've seen nationalism distorted into nativism. Forgotten. Oh, he did not write this.
We've seen nationalism distorted into nativism. Forgotten the dynamism immigration has always brought to America.
Dynamism. What? Dynamism?
Dynamism.
What does that mean? Dynamism.
Dinah Shore was great. She was a great singer.
I'm turned into a diamond.
Wide as fuck.
Oh, yeah. Diamondism. Good speech, George.
Which I don't think she was all white, by the way.
Who? Dinah Shore?
I thought Dinah Shore was had some...
Kate, run Dinah Shore through the, you know, Ancestry.com. Give me a report later.
He says the United States needs to harden its defenses against Russia.
Hard.
Which has used social media in a disinformation campaign targeting Americans.
Fuck
you. He said the U.S. government needs to ensure its voting system is protected from cyber attacks.
Okay.
America has experienced a sustained attempt by a hostile power to exploit our country's divisions and feed them.
Wait a second. Okay. So he's saying good stuff here, right?
Yeah.
And feed what, though? Exploit what?
To exploit the country's divisions and feed them.
Oh,
so
I see.
The
I
Russians
see.
Are out taking every side of the story.
Right.
To try to get everybody angrier and angrier and angrier.
Right.
Yeah.
Making it worse.
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly. I'm going to paint you a picture.
Damn. I miss this guy.
Right? Fuck Trump. Fuck Trump.
God damn.
Fuck Trump for making us miss George goddamn Bush.
Fuck.
War criminal.
You know, you think Bush is pissed off, like, call him Jeb low energy and all that shit? You think he's...
He's got a point, but...
And W's got to be mad because he figured Jeb would be president. He'd get to hang out in the White House. He'd get to hobnob around again. He'd be, you know.
Yeah.
With the country would have been better.
I'm
going to
put my
Jeb,
feet in
right?
that
I mean,
hot tub again down yeah. in the.
I just can't spend the rest of my life painting my feet.
I love that bowling alley.
Oh, yeah.
That Nixon put in.
Right. Oh, yeah. What else did you love? Wait. Now, if I remember correctly, when George Bush would go on vacation, he would just go down to Texas and cut grass and bush hog, right? You think Trump does the same thing?
Mm. Oh, yeah. I'd be going down and chopping a lot of wood.
Ooh, yes.
If you know what I mean.
Can you imagine? Can you even imagine Trump riding a horse?
Oh.
Bush hogging?
Oh, my God. I want to see that.
Yeah.
I so want to see that.
I don't think he'd do well.
I don't think there's any fucking way he would get on a horse.
Absolutely not.
I'll sign that petition.
Yeah.
In a heartbeat. I don't know.
I mean, he looks weird playing tennis too, Donald. You know, I know he plays all those rich guy sports like tennis.
How dare you?
Whatever. Squash.
Well, I
what?
I overcame the money barrier in tennis.
Right. Oh, okay. Thank you.
No, I'm just saying, I wasn't a rich guy. I was a tennis guy.
I know.
Well, I was far from rich.
But you had talent. That's how you were able to overcome it, right? You were good at tennis.
But I started in a park that had a saggy fence as a net. And
you
shit,
didn't buy your way into a tennis career like all
correct.
These other
I had a friend
fucking...
that bought me into, well, I mean, a friend that belonged to the club and they had they called it a junior development league there.
Right.
And it was for neighborhood kids who couldn't afford a full membership at the tennis club. So it was pretty cheap. It was like
cool.
$50 for 10 weeks or something like that. And you got coaching and you got to play in leagues and shit like that.
Right. That's cool.
There you go. And then I got a job at the club and that's what really.
That's fucking awesome.
Then I could play forever for free. So.
Excellent.
No silver spoon in this asshole.
Right. Ouch. Oh, no, not at all.
Not yet.
Yeah. Put a
Craigslist.
Yeah.
So there you go. George Bush was trending for quite a long period today on the Twitters because
Donald Trump is such a shitty speaker that George Bush feels like he can go out there and talk. Like people have forgotten all his gaffes. That's what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, do you remember him making any fucking speeches when Obama was president? Every now
no,
and
they
then,
tend
right?
to, they tend to keep quiet about the next president, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
but,
kind
but,
of a,
but
kind
really
of a thing that
Let's
they keep, they keep a little quiet about it. And Bush really did keep quiet during the Obama. He didn't pile on at all. And
well, and also his reign didn't go well.
Well, yeah. And I mean, Republicans couldn't distance themselves from him fast enough.
And if he would have gone out and made any speeches, the headline would have been like, oh, God, reminded of how shitty Bush was on the mic. And look how great Obama is. See, that would have happened every fucking time. You know.
And that's why Trump will never be happy, because he'll never be as good as Obama. No matter how hard he tries to scrub all the black out of everything to remove the name Obama from every monument, every obelisk, it will not.
When Trump is done, finally done with a second term in office, how will he be seen? Will he be asked to come speak?
Yeah, I'm thinking no.
No. He'll just fade into obscurity. Or not.
Yeah, I'm hoping he's going to do some time.
Absolutely. Yeah,
probably
man.
Not, though. For the good of the country. Yeah. For the good of the country, we're going to pardon him.
Right.
Fuck that bullshit. Throw his fucking ass in jail for the good of the country.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you want the good of the country. Jail.
I mean, if you don't get thrown in jail for fucking... if he colluded with the Russians to steal the fucking election, if they're able to prove that, if they're able to prove the obstruction, I mean, my God.
Right.
What's the good in having Mueller and all this other shit?
It looks like Chris Wallace over at Fox, one of the few sane humans.
Yes.
Has taken a little snipe at his co-host, not his co-host, but another fellow host on
a fellow Faux News.
On the Faux News channel.
Employee.
Lunkhead Sean Hannity.
Oh, shit.
From the Associated Press, had an interview with Sunday host Chris Wallace.
You know, I wouldn't think those two would get along. I mean, if you think about like what all the Mark Rich stuff and stuff, you know.
Well, and Chris Wallace is more real. He's like a real news dude, whereas Hannity makes no pretense about being anything.
He's a showman.
But a Trump cum guzzler.
Yeah, yeah. He's like Rush.
Sunday host Chris Wallace generally lives a peaceful coexistence with Fox News Channel's opinion folks, except when he hears some of them echo Donald Trump's criticism of the news media.
Right. Of course.
Wallace said in an interview, it bothers me. If they want to say they like Trump or that they're upset with the Democrats, that's fine. That's opinion. That's what they do for a living. I don't like them bashing the media. Because oftentimes what they're bashing is stuff that we on the news side are doing.
Yes.
I don't think they recognize that they have a role at Fox News, and we have a role at Fox News.
Right.
I don't know what's in their head. I just think it's bad form.
I mean, he's right. To go out to discredit the media.
On your own channel.
Yeah, yeah.
Of course. When the regular news people like Shep, like... Chris Wallace are saying, well, this is what the news is. This is the fact that is out there. And then you're saying, that's a lie. It's fake news, the media.
Well, the fucking crazy thing is when they're discrediting the media, generally the media is just saying what the fuck Schittler said.
Retweeting, putting a clip of a screen cap of his tweets.
What does Sarah Huckabee always say? You don't know the context. You're taking it out of context. This is what he meant. And then she says what he meant. And then the reporter always says, but that's not what he said. How could you go after him like that? And then she says that. It's so fucked up.
The New York Times reports that Chris Wallace says he doesn't call out press bashing colleagues by name. It's no secret. The primetime star Sean Hannity is the president's fiercest defender on Fox.
Oh, yes.
With frequent references to the destroy Trump media. Hannity criticized the press in 90% of his monologues from May 15th to September 1st and used the term fake news 67 times.
Good Lord. That is so... I mean, yeah.
I don't think we're in a bubble. Was there an equivalent... obsequious Obama liquor on television?
No.
They would argue everyone.
Oh, absolutely.
All of them. If you didn't want to lynch him for not being American.
Fuck you, man. No, there was not.
Most corrupt president. Right. That tweet we saw earlier. The most corrupt president in 240 years. Barack Obama.
Come the fuck
Barack up. Obama. Investigated 0.0 times.
Yeah, yeah. No drama Obama.
0.0 convictions. 0.0 investigations.
And to, they're intimating. There's like there was all these people in MSNBC. They just suck Obama's dick all fucking day. Mm-hmm. That's what they're intimating.
Fake news.
But isn't it revealing like the ratings Rachel Maddow gets, you know, how people tune in because they want to hear someone explaining what the fuck is going on with Russia?
Yeah.
Isn't there something revealing in that?
I would hope so.
I mean, people want to know what's going on. But didn't we say that Hannity has similar ratings?
Well, he's just moved.
Yeah.
He just moved over to Dildo spot. Dildo Riley. Right. And so, you know, he's got a little bit of a new kid bump.
Right.
So let's see, you know, talk to me in 3 or 4 months.
Right.
Let's see what's going on.
And also, when we get some insane Russia shit, guess whose ratings are going to go up? Rachel Maddow.
Right.
People are going to want to understand what's going on.
And again, point out one thing she says, it's not a vetted fact.
You can't.
Fake news. She's fake news.
You know, you hear, you hear NPR and all these other places, when they say something that's not right, they come on the next day and they say, hey, we said something wrong, inaccurate.
Right.
It's just crazy.
Like they went crazy with CNN when they... They ran that...
what was that?
I don't even remember what the details were, but it was not well-sourced.
Right.
And they ended up firing the two...
Yeah.
The two reporters.
One small thing.
Yeah.
God.
How many reporters over at Fox right. have been fired for lying?
I mean, my
You're fired
God,
if
Steve
you don't
Ducey
lie over
said,
at Fox.
Steve Ducey said the discredited dossier, or what did he call it? The something dossier, the fraudulent...
The fake
dossier from Christopher Steele.
Over the fake dossier.
Where is the evidence that it's fake?
Well, the president says it's fake.
Oh, okay.
God. And when you hear dossier, all they think
is
urine flying.
Right.
And they ignore the 99.9% of the rest of the dossier, which is all about how horribly deep the Russian conspiracy to infect our elections was.
And the Renoir in one of Trump's planes.
It's complete.
Totally real.
Totally real. He painted two the same. Nobody really knows that.
Right.
He painted the exact painting twice.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Jeez, Shitler.
I think the one at the Art Institute is fake.
But the one in my plane.
I have the real one.
The one in my plane above the tacky fucking seats. That's real. So fuck you.
Right. You were supposed to believe that.
Oh, yes.
On your shitty gold lame bullshit.
It's all lies.
Don't forget you can help us out at Screaming Liberal Media by going through our Amazon portal at crabdiving.com/Amazon. Tomorrow's Faithless Friday, everybody.
Oh, yes.
I got a whole bunch of stories piling up.
Oh, fuck. I'm excited.
That are right-wing nutjob religious specific.
Yes.
All kinds of things from those assholes over
there. Do we have any Jim Baker?
We might, Rabbit. We might.
Yay. That's my favorite.
We might. We might not.
Oh, shit.
We do have some Pat Robertson.
Oh, my God. We haven't heard from that Kraken in a while. Dead or alive, Pat Robertson. Somebody check.
Jury is out on that one.
How long is that guy going to live?
Pat Robertson?
Yeah. God
must
love the
shit
80s,
out
of him.
He's 80s,
right? Yeah,
yeah. He's in his 80s.
Right.
So, you know, do the maths.
Here's hoping.
That's all.
Oh my God.
Ladies, gentlemen, and others, thanks for joining us this lovely Thursday. We will be back to do this bullshit again tomorrow.
Bam!
2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 on the Eastern Tide Coast.
Puerto Rico.
Oh my God.
We love Puerto Rico.
I'm not sure exactly what time in Puerto Rico we are, but 80% of the people can't hear us anyway unless
that's right.
They have wind-up radios.
Yeah, that's sad.
We're not even on the radio. You need your internet.
That's it.
Ryan's going to be doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed, at RatedRComedy, his Instagram, at RatedRComedy, or go to his website, which is RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
And have a great evening. We are back again tomorrow. Same bat time, same bat channel.
Bye-bye.
Water. Big water. Ocean water.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.